Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we continue our sermon series, Songs of the Savior. Our focus this morning on Mary's song, the Magnificat, which we just heard as a part of the gospel lesson that was just read. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes this morning, the written notes can be found at the bottom of page 2 in the bulletin. I want you to use your imagination this morning. You live in Israel. You are living in the first century BC. God comes to you and gives you a single task. Your task is this. Your job is choose the mother of Jesus. That's your assignment. Choose the mother of Jesus. An angel tells you that, and then the angel leaves. So now what? Where would you start? Where would you go? What would you do? How would you begin to try to fulfill this God-given task? Well, chances are that you would head toward Jerusalem. Maybe you would try to find a princess. Or at the very least, it would be likely that you would seek someone from a well-to-do Jewish family. Someone who had a certain amount of importance associated with them. But God's way is not our way. And so the angel Gabriel did not go to Jerusalem. He went to a no-place town called Nazareth to a poor Jewish girl named Mary. Mary, who likely would have been 13 or 14 years old at the time when the angel came to her to announce this news. And the angel shared with Mary the most amazing announcement. God has chosen you to be the mother of the Messiah. While many in the first century BC were looking for this fulfillment of God's promise, I can assure you that no one, absolutely no one, would have predicted that God would choose Mary from Nazareth to be the mother of the Messiah. But she was chosen by God. God's way was and is so very different from the way we often think. The way of the world is, hey, look me over, shine the spotlight on me, over here, pay attention to me. But Mary was a humble servant of God. An example of how God chooses the lowly. The humble, that which seems weak, the poor. Yes, God chooses you and me, ordinary folks, to accomplish His purpose. After Mary's initial surprise at the angel's announcement, including a very logical question, how can this be since I am a virgin? And after listening to Gabriel's response, she then utters a beautiful confession of faith. I am the Lord's servant. May it be done to me as you have said. Imagine what this experience must have been like for Mary, Can you even imagine what that would be like to have an angel appear to you, announce this good news to you, sort of out of the blue? But Mary responds in faith. Shortly thereafter, she goes to visit her relative Elizabeth in the hill country of Judea. Elizabeth, remember, is now pregnant with John the Baptist. And while there, Mary proclaims this beautiful song we know as the Magnificat for its opening line, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Mary, in her song, praises God. She praises God for several things, for looking upon someone like her who is humble, for blessing her, for being merciful, for fulfilling his promise, for being a faithful God. Mary's first reaction is praise to God. Praise both for who God is and what God has done and is doing. And in those words is a reminder for us that our first response to God is a response of praise. That we praise God every day for his goodness and for his blessing in our lives. Mary focuses on the humble servant, Jesus. Mary's focus is not mainly on herself, not, "Hey, look at me, I'm going to be the mother of Jesus." It's on that one prophesied by the Old Testament prophets, foretold by prophets such as Isaiah, as we heard in our Old Testament lesson this morning. The one who would bring good news to the poor, who would bind up the brokenhearted, who would proclaim liberty to the captives, who would proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, who would comfort those who mourn. That was Mary's focus as she bursts forth in praise to God. Mary, as a devout Jewish girl, was very familiar with the prophecies of God. In fact, she alludes to that in the Magnificat. "He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." For Mary, the angel Gabriel's announcement was a wonderful example of God's promise fulfilled. If you are following along with the written sermon notes this morning, or perhaps if you glanced at them earlier, you will note that there is a parenthetical comment inserted in them. It reads, "Insert caution here." The caution is this. Some people make the Magnificat way more about Mary than they do about the humble servant to whom she would give birth. They view the Magnificat as Mary's "I am woman, hear me roar" moment. Yes, it is true that in choosing Mary, God chose the poor and humble to accomplish his purpose. Yes, it is true that Mary is an example of a humble servant used by God. But to me, the most significant thing to see in Mary's song is her response of praise and her focus on the humble servant, the Savior Jesus, who humbled himself and went the way of the cross for us. Her focus is not on herself, but on that one who would be a blessing to all peoples. So it is with us. Where is our focus? Not just in this holiday season, but every day of our lives. Where is our focus? Is our focus on praising God? Is our focus on God's humble servant and all that he has done and continues to do for us? Or is it on me and what I'm doing and what I expect God to do for me? Today and this season is all about that humble servant sent from God to be our Savior from sin. A God who uses a humble Jewish girl. A God who uses ordinary men and women like you and me to do his will and to be his instrument of blessing in the lives of others. May we join Mary in praising God for the gift of a Savior. And may we share that gift, both near and far. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.